Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, Truly, and this is astrologer Shelley Antin, and this is what I'm going to be doing, is just the weekly astrology forecast this time, because the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that we're already feeling, the planets are conjunct, but the exact conjunction takes place on Saturday, 10:27 p.m. in the Eastern Daylight Time Zone. That took a bit of time to record, so I figured I'd let you have it separately. And we do have, along with that, this week a change, and that is when the Sun enters Taurus, 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight, on Friday the 19th day of April, and this is the week of 15th to the 21st. The 15th is the day your taxes were supposed to be filed by in the United States. And so, you know, hopefully you've got that all handled, or, you know, you have the extension filed if you weren't able to handle it. We are looking at waking up in a Cancer moon that is waxing and about to enter the second quarter phase. We have had some lovely overnight and early morning energy, which is actually bringing in some of your experience for Jupiter-Uranus, because Moon in Cancer was sextile Jupiter in Taurus at 4:05 a.m., and the Moon in Cancer was sextile Uranus in Taurus at 6:01 a.m. So this was, if you were up or aware of what was going on, this was kind of showing you something about how this will affect your own family, home, security energies of the Cancerian nature. But during the day, the Moon in Cancer squares the Sun in Aries, and that's exact at 3:13 p.m. This will bring us from the first quarter of the waxing lunar phase into the second quarter, which is the one where we want to get things going on our projects and our goals. Of course, Mercury is still retrograde, so it should be getting things going on projects that have been going on, or at least very well thought out, then yes. But we're waiting till the 25th of April for the direct motion of Mercury. We're going to have a little bit of a slowdown before that. It's, you know, starts coming in this week that we feel a little more slowing motion, because it actually starts around, you know, the 19th, and then the direct, it will still be a bit slow until May 5th. So, you know, making your actions, taking your actions and making them count, you know, it is wise to remember that, you know, slowing down and stopping and then going direct is going to be changing some things about how people are seeing things and how you're seeing things too. The Moon square Sun is also an edgy feeling to the day. You know, there's an emphasis on security and feelings, and then another emphasis, a dynamic emphasis on being an individual and having freedom. So it's not very comfortable in internal relationship or in external relationship. In the morning at 11:23 a.m., retrograde Mercury joined Chiron. Something could have been said, or we're looking back at something that was said. Or did we learn a lesson, or did we create more karma? That kind of thing. After the Moon squares the Sun, the Moon will go on to trine Neptune in Pisces until 7:22 p.m., and this is where the psychic energies and the feelings are giving you a very good idea of why things look the way they look, or looked with the way they look, and you can make some creative ideas come out of that, either about how you're going to deal with these feelings and or something to do with the home or family. Avoid, of course, Cancer Moon. We'll shift into Leo at 10:24 p.m. Monday, and that will head to the opposition to Pluto. I have to take a drink, right, of tea. Something just got in my throat and tickled it. So, anyway, that wasn't Pluto that was in my throat, but it is definitely giving the Moon in Leo a hard time, because the Moon in Leo, of course, very concerned about having the respect and affection and attention energy, very focused on the personal kingdom, personal expression, and Pluto is putting a lot of energy, to say the least, into the Aquarian realm of freedom and the group dynamic, and looking towards changing on a deep level some of the things that you were hoping for. No, says the Moon in Leo, I will not do that. 2:23 a.m. is when that comes in on Tuesday the 16th. And then on Tuesday we have one of the better days that we could have, because the Moon in Leo is moving toward a trine to Venus in Aries. And that is there all day, all evening, most of the overnight and Eastern Daylight Time, completing at 4:03 a.m. on Wednesday. This is a great time to have an adventure, to take in some shows or films or art galleries, or, you know, things that are creative, dance, you know, do those kinds of activities. And certainly you'll be feeling like you're on a good wavelength now with others and people who can appreciate you, and you can also appreciate. It can be romantic energy, Moon, Trine, Venus. Wednesday, Moon in Leo will trine retrograde Mercury in Aries at 11:01 a.m. So this is a good time to reconsider some things that were said or thought up, or inventive ideas. You can spend time doing that, and good will come of it. Then the Moon is going to have a bit of a difficult ride as it moves to square Jupiter in Taurus at 4:11 p.m. And this is differences fixed and immovable in the ways, again, to spend money, investments or personal possessions. You know, more extravagant energy comes through Leo, and a more conservative, accumulate and preserve energy through Jupiter in Taurus. Moon in Leo has an upsetting surprise in the square to Uranus in Taurus, 5:20 p.m. Make sure your purse is zipped so you don't find a wallet is missing or something like that, because it's a surprise, whatever it is, and it's not something that makes the Moon in Leo happy about it. Change in plans, whatever. But after this, the harmony of the lights comes in while the Moon is in Leo trine, the Sun in Aries. So this is all the rest of that evening and until 8:02 a.m. on Thursday, the 18th. And so that is the free flow, the flow between our own inner instinctive responses to life, which in Leo are to be affectionate and to be loved and, you know, to have the position of attention and sometimes leadership. It's okay to be in that with the Sun in Aries, that is very strong and knows itself and isn't unhappy about interacting with others with vigor And so that's something that we may be doing. And also we may be having those experiences with others. And it goes well. Avoid, of course, Leo moon on Thursday enters Virgo at 10:10 a.m. And it will be a long time before it gets to its first aspect. It won't get there, and we won't feel this coming because it's Friday at 5:53 p.m. that this occurs. And this is the opposition to Saturn in Pisces. So we will leave that alone for the moment and go back to the fact that also closer in is the retrograde Mercury joining Venus in Aries, coming in Friday at 4:59 a.m. So again, another revisiting and a very pleasant one for Mercury and Venus. And then the big shift of the solar rays as the sun enters Taurus at 10 a.m. on Friday the 19th now. You know, this is going to be helpful for some of us that have been feeling like we were whirling and so much is going on, and, you know, just to take a breath, time doesn't seem to come so easily. Taurus is going to encourage this. The Taurus energy will feel more steady. And, you know, there's plenty of flowers around me now, but the roses will be coming when Taurus time is here. If you may have some already, but if yours haven't started blooming yet, during the month of Taurus, you should see that garden just really become a beauty place. And you may want to spend a lot of time there or in nature for sure under Taurus. Of course, yes, it is the sign of personal possessions, finance, and values, and all of that. So this is where, you know, we have a lot of emphasis placed. And as the sun enters at 10 a.m., we're very close to Mars completing a sextile to Jupiter in Taurus, 11:28 a.m. So we have some sense of how we may be able to take action to increase our abundance in many ways. However, the moon in Virgo is going opposite Saturn in Pisces at 5:53 p.m. is when it's exact. So you have some ideas about how things should be and how things should work, how they would work. But Saturn is skeptical, very unable to make a commitment to whatever that plan is of Virgo moon. So that's a tricky situation. However, as it moves forward, the moon in Virgo is going to go towards a trine to Jupiter in Taurus. And that comes in at 6:14 a.m. on Saturday. And while it's still closer to the opposition to Saturn, Mars and Pisces sextiles Uranus and Taurus, so there's a little bit of an upbeat energy that comes in right away. Some psychic intuitive, it feels like a good opportunity is there. And it is there after about 6 o'clock, if you're seeing that opportunity, because the next aspect for the moon is that trine to Jupiter and Taurus. Now, this is the day of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. So the moon in Virgo is going to give us some pre-ideas, prequels to that tale, because 6:14 a.m. is when the moon in Virgo trines Jupiter, and 6:28 a.m. is when the moon in Virgo trines Uranus Taurus. So if you're up early and you're picking up some vibes, so you're remembering your dreams, and, you know, you're beginning to think, wow, you know, we can do this. You know, this is going to be good. However, the day itself is before the conjunction occurs, we have some arguments to get through, with Moon in Virgo opposing Mars in Pisces, 7:09 a.m. Again, you know, there may be a really good, strong purpose to that idea and that organizing idea, or maybe even of wanting to get some chores done on that Saturday, the 20th, or go and find some things that are needed for the home. But Mars in Pisces is, you know, wanting to sort of drift and dream and go for stuff that's more creative and not quite as focused in the mundane. 7:09 a.m. is when that comes in, but the one that's taking us through the day is Moon in Virgo opposing Neptune in Pisces. 8:20 p.m. is when it finally finishes. So now is where you not just have, you know, something that's, you know, thwarting your plan, Moon in Virgo, but you have outright unreliability and confusion, illusion, deception to deal with. Not a lot of fun. Now, if it is a Saturday, you may be wanting to do something in the outdoors. Maybe there's a reason that can't happen, especially since the sun has gone into Taurus. Like, yeah, that would be great. Let's do something outside. But maybe, you know, rain or something is saying no to it. That is after the moon opposes Neptune, that Jupiter joins Uranus and Taurus at 10:27 p.m. Saturday. And that's a good thing because it's not part of the picture of this moon going opposite Mars and Neptune. So it's now out on its own. But, you know, you can look at some of the other aspects for the week that were in relationship of benefit to those two planets, like the early morning Moon in Virgo energy. And, you know, hope that will carry it through. Because the moon is void when that conjunction of Jupiter to Uranus comes in. But it may be that it doesn't need a long story. It may be that it's just a great thing that happens. And there it is. Moon enters Libra at 11:08 p.m. on Saturday the 20th, moves to trine Pluto in Aquarius until 3:20 a.m. And here is a time where discussions about changes and the power of what can be in the future are well received and can, you know, bring some very new and unique ideas in. But on Sunday, we have a couple of things. We have Venus joining Chiron in Aries at 7:49 a.m. So, you know, being a little too brusque can bring up a wound, but also Venus might help heal the delicate ego of the Chiron in Aries and maybe quell the desire to do a more negative Aries, like argue, anger, selfish, war, you know, those kinds of things. Perhaps Venus will be able to shift it into a more positive realm, courage and, you know, adventure and invention. The sun in Taurus has a square to Pluto in Aquarius at 1:02 p.m. And this is a push comes to shove kind of feel, my way or the highway kind of energy. So be aware of that. The sun and Pluto, both very strong authorities. Pluto is, you know, in an air sign. It rules Scorpio, which is a water sign. But the sun is in a fire rulership of Leo and is in an earth sign. So both of them are a little bit out of their element, let's say, which can sometimes make a conflict or a challenge even stronger because both are feeling a need to shore themselves up in a way. So change versus stay like it is one of those things to be on the lookout for. 1:02 p.m., as I said, that is a complete aspect. And the moon has been moving from 3:20 a.m. to an opposition to, let's see, where is it? Oh, it takes a long time to get to the opposition to Mercury in Aries at 8:10 a.m. on Monday, the 22nd. And that is Earth Day, by the way. But, you know, maybe better days to celebrate Earth Day. But anyway, so that is your outlook for the week. And when we turn the page, we'll find ourselves with that week of the slowdown station for direct motion for Mercury and Aries on the Thursday, the 25th. And we are going to have the rest of the week to be in, you know, the same mode. We'll be in leaving the second. Well, oh my goodness, how could I forget this? We will be talking about the full moon in Scorpio, the Buddha moon that takes place. And that's on Tuesday, the 23rd. And 7:49 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time is when that is in the sky. So we'll definitely have a word or two or more to say about that. And then we will be moving from the second phase, of course, into the third lunar phase. And we do have an aspect at the end of the week, really going into the early morning on the 29th, which we may have to point out, which is Mars conjunction Neptune in Pisces. So that's the week of April 22nd to the 28th. So again, you've got a podcast that can tell you where you might experience Jupiter conjunction Uranus in your birth chart. So you can have that to listen to also. And I wish you all the best with that. Very happy stories to tell, I hope. And I'll say goodbye for now.